early on in the 80s, I bought my son an Apple II Plus computer, and we were playing computer games. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was the one we were playing. And as we played it, I realized that I was changed in the process of playing that game in a way that was different from how I was changed when I read a book. Now, I grew up with books. As I said, I wrote fiction, and I taught literature. So I became pretty adept at understanding how literary symbols, how text works, and how humans interact with it. Then as a priest, I became pretty adept at using symbols that above all were literary, transmitted through a written tradition to communities, and that animated the communities, and the communities formed around them or coalesced around dominating symbols that gave meaning to the life of the community. And what a priest does existentially is sustain the life of a community through the written and spoken word. You do it one-on-one, you do it in small groups, you do it when you teach, you do it when you preach, but it's all interaction from the same place using symbols, written and spoken, to sustain and expand the life of a community of people. So in a way, that's continuous with what I did as a writer and teacher of literature. And as I played this computer game with my son, I realized that the computer arranged symbolic knowledge, including us, the symbolic knowledge that is us or in us, differently. And it was kind of an epiphany. It really was a light going on, because I realized if what was happening to me was real, then what was going to happen to our society and civilization on a larger scale was going to be the same kind of thing. That the way information was going to be arranged and the way we were going to have to rearrange our lives from society and culture at the top level to our organizations and our work to our very ways of framing reality and thinking about ourselves as possibilities for action in the world, that would all change. So I start writing about that. The first long piece was called Computer Applications for Spirituality, The Transformation of Religious Experience. And I couldn't get it published in a religious journal. The Artificial Intelligence magazine said, ho-hum, yes, this is all true. Go to your garage and make something. But the religious journals usually reacted pretty strongly. And as an example of how far things have come, I am invited in February to discuss the future of religions and scriptures in a forum in New York that is presided over by Martin Marty and the University of Chicago Divinity School and the American Bible Society. And yet back in the 80s, it was Martin Marty's Christian Century that sent me a rejection slip about one of these articles I wrote saying, you and two other people on the planet Earth are interested in this kind of stuff. So that kind of, in a nutshell, is why I evolved out of that. That context in which I wanted to explore deeply and passionately how organizational structures in the religious world were going to be transformed and how our ideas and images were going to be transformed. In that world, the conversation did not want to happen. So I needed to go where I could have the conversation at every level of society, including the religious world, but work especially, organizational structures, sociological perspectives, and look at all these questions from different points of view, but they all come down to that same thing, that our interaction with our technologies of information and communication kind of back-engineer us into being particular kinds of people, thinking in particular ways, and thinking of ourselves and what's possible for ourselves in very particular ways. And those are directly related to and functions of our technologies of information and communication.